fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right.
What's good? What's good, everybody? Good evening, everybody, first off, because it's late.
Yes. Well,
we are here with you in the building. What is good, everybody? What's good? What's good?
Special edition, special edition.
Yeah, yeah.
We wanted to get right to this presidential debate recap.
Yeah.
I hope you guys had an opportunity to see it, experience it. And so, Malcolm, let me ask you right off the top, what were your initial views?
Okay.
Who do you think won the debate? And which points did you think were very critical?
All right, so I'll start from the top. I think, starting out, I think Kamala surprised me. She did really well. And she did really well with, I don't think any of this was off script. This was her game plan and she followed it. She was preemptive in a lot of the statements she made. She kind of was framing the debate and what Trump was going to do and what Trump was going to say very early beforehand. So when Trump did go to it, she was able to go see. Right. So that's like a real like battle rap tactic where, you know, you get your round first and you're going to say he's going to say this, this, this and this. And then he does it. It doesn't really hold as much weight. She was measured. She started losing it at the end. She started to go off tangent a little bit at the end. She was measured in that it felt like she was on offense the entire time. Mm. Now, the reason why I think she was on offense the entire time, we could talk about those moderators. It felt like to me that it was 3v1 mm-hmm. that entire time. They were setting her up and then she was dunking it to her credit. They were throwing up the lobs. She was dunking it to her credit. She went on these really long soliloquies and stuff like that. And I think with her demo, that works really well. Now, Trump, I think there was a lot of missed opportunities there where he could have really exploited the fact that once she's been in office the last 3 years and the country is where it's at. I don't think he attacked that.
He did in his closing statement.
Yes, there were spurts of it, but it wasn't like I felt like, you know, he should have. He started spiraling because he started doing, you know, the eating dogs thing. Like that was on the internet, we could talk like that. But in a presidential debate, I felt like you're supposed to have stuff you can back up by facts. And especially if you see that the moderators were trying to check you every step of the way, I felt like that was a disadvantage. And I felt like he kept taking the bait when she was talking about, like, you know, the crowd sizes and stuff like that. And, you know, like she kept hitting his ego. Same thing Biden was doing, too. That was like getting Trump like flushed off his square. Now, what I will say is she did a great job at not answering a damn thing. Mm. She skated around a lot of questions. Not to say Trump didn't, because these are politicians. They skate around questions. Mm. But if you're gonna say that she won, because like at the end of the day, I'm going to say she won by nod.
Mm-hmm.
Just on some, you know, just optically speaking, the eating dogs thing, the aborting babies at 9 months, these are points that obviously Trump does not do well on, and he kept sticking to them. I didn't understand that. Like, why go back to the abortion at 9 months thing when they can say you sound crazy instead of going after something that he can go after? Even on the immigration thing, I felt like he was supposed to cook and he didn't. So that's kind of what I felt on that. And again, talking about the moderators, there were things that she was saying that were completely false, right? So I gave her the not. I gave her credit for doing the battle rap thing, but one thing she didn't do, she wasn't good off script. She wasn't good at rebuttal off script because she had something, Project 2025, and he said, I have nothing to do with that. And then she kept going back to Project 2025. So that means in her head, in her coaching, that that's what the script told her to say.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of things that the moderators didn't fact check on her. I assume that in the next couple of days, they're going to come out with a lot of fact checks because she didn't get checked. They were kind of just letting her cook. But yeah, Trump was spiraling, bro. Like, it just like, that's kind of what I got. How about you?
I kind of felt the same. Go ahead.
Real quick. I don't mean to cut you off because people be crying that I be cutting you off. I ain't mean to cut you off. But the black question, I thought that was funny.
Yes.
Because that was the first, time. I don't know if the coaching wasn't there for that question, but she was stuck. And people are going to take it and spin it and go, she don't need to answer that question because she's a black woman and she'll need to dignify that with a response. And right? But we know she was stuck on that because she didn't want to take she didn't want to stand on what side of the fence she was on, in my opinion. That's what it looked like to me. Go ahead.
No, great point. Coming out, she aggressively crossed that invisible line to shake his hand. When there was questions whether they would shake hands or not, Trump didn't look like he wanted to be bothered. I didn't know that this was the first time they actually met.
I didn't know that either.
So I didn't know that. So I could tell from the beginning that she was going to be on the offensive. Her eye contact and focusing on what we can do moving forward was an interesting take, because whatever point that was given to her, she just kept rounding it back around to a new day, a new beginning. Now, the thing about Trump is that all of his talking points we've already heard before. And so it's hard for him to introduce new talking points. I felt she was concise. I felt that she stayed aggressive for most of the fight. I felt that she kept bringing it around to an emotional state of taxes and what we can do. The ironic thing about that is, in which he brought it up in his closing statement, is you've been in office for 3 years already. So all of this stuff about what you're going to do to improve, why hasn't that initially been initiated from the beginning? Because what she's doing is, and even with the what we call the Freudian slips of I'm not Biden.
Yeah.
In a weird way, she was saying, fuck him, he out.
Yeah.
I'm somebody different than Biden, even though you're running on Biden's ticket. Now, again, the economy, she says she's going to create an opportunity economy. And she talked about $6,000 tax cuts, small businesses getting $50,000 tax reductions and things of that nature. And so she kept bringing it around to those things. And so I thought overall, I just optically looking, the aggressor in a fight who throws more punches is generally going to win. His rebuttals were getting a little annoying.
But I thought
they were more poignant, if I can use that, then it was in the last debate against Biden. I was going to say O'Biden.
O'Biden.
That's a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
And so that's where I stood initially on the opening rounds.
Yeah.
And, she didn't pop the neck too much, but she kept returning to, and then we get to the pets. Again, that's not something that you say in mainstream America, because in other countries, third world countries, we do know everything is a delicatessen, right?
Right. So,
and so we do know that that was very possible, but that's not something you say because you look crazy in the eyes of those who are on the fence and those who already think that you are a dictator.
So I'll say this as well. I would have, the strategy I would have been, if I was Trump, I would have attacked the fact that which he did once, and I thought he should stay there. When he talked about when she talked about like an attack on democracy, he goes, attack on democracy. Nobody voted for you. I thought that was good.
Yes. Yes.
I thought that was really good. He said, nobody voted for you both times. And like, why are you up here? I thought that was good. I would have attacked, like I said, the fact that you've been here the entire time way more. I would have also gone into like when they were asking questions about immigration, he should have stayed there. Like when you know your strengths, especially where you just kind of have it. Like,
she never answered any questions about immigration.
And if you got to, you also the moderators, like I said, this was like it was very clear that it was an ABC debate.
Mm-hmm.
It was very clear. They were setting her up. They were fact checking everything Donna was saying.
They never fact checked nothing she said.
They never fact checked her. That she talked about all these people that died on January 6th. That did not happen. She right. even said, and guys, this is I want to stress how wild this is. She said January 6th was the worst thing to happen to the American to Americans since the Civil War. Tomorrow is 9/11.
Yes, yes.
He didn't attack that. Like you get what I'm saying? Tomorrow, yes. Like I would have really you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow's 9/11, and she said that, and they didn't say nothing about it. The quoting about you know, the very fine people, and we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. Again, they didn't fact check any of that stuff either. They fact checking now on Twitter. They're showing, like, you know, like verified articles of what was said, what wasn't said. She talked about she's not trying to take your guns. They fact checked that about what she's actually trying to do, like mandatory buyback programs that she is in favor for. So. That's what we got. Like in my opinion, that's what we got. And the reason why I said I give her the nod is because optically speaking, it looked like he was bugging the hell out and she was calm, cool, and collected. Even though, like I said, both of those moderators were clearly steering and framing the conversation in her favor. Like, basically, every time they gave her a question, it was kind of like, okay, crazy, we're shutting him up. Vice President, what are you going to do about this? And then she wouldn't answer the question. She would just say something, like, really emotionally grabbing, and that's what I got.
Yeah, I also, Trump's rebuttal to her economy was the tariffs that he placed on China and other countries, and, you know, to make sure that these sanctions stayed in place so we can get, you know, our money. Again, he spoke about the immigrants, which he should have stayed on more, mm-hmm. and the military situation. She tried to attack and say a lot of your military failed you or things of that nature. And I thought those were strong points on her part. His rebuttal to that being, you know, I had to fire certain people.
Yeah.
You guys never fire anybody. And then he kept on. I was like, where is the president? And I thought
that
he
was good.
Stayed in those.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was. That's what I was.
Because you're not
that's
the president.
What I meant to say.
Where is the president at this particular moment?
I think when he, because when he did punch, I thought they were really like good counters. Like, where's the president? He said something else that was really, really clever. And I was just like, I like that. Like that was good. But this is what I want you guys to pay attention to. If you've watched, they were opposed on everything else. But the thing that they were not opposed on, they were actually competing as to who loved Israel more.
Yes.
That's where this like pay attention to that.
Absolutely.
Right?
They were
both competing, like, no, like, I loved him more. No, we're trying to protect him over here more.
Yeah. All,
that's
all
what
facts,
it was.
Even though he tried to say she hates Israel, she made it very clear. And their stance, before we even get there on that, you know, she also said Trump was selling chips to China for weapons. Trump said she is a Marxist because her father taught her the whole science of being a Marxist. And I thought that that was good, bringing her dad into it, you know, to speak of, you know, where she learned what she learned from.
Yeah.
Right. Let's take some of the questions, and then we'll get back to some of the topics.
Yeah, let's take some questions. Somebody said Trump fumbled the ball when he said he has a concept of a plan. So even that, right? So
was that on Obamacare?
Yes.
Right.
Right. So even that, she said plenty of times she has a plan to do something. They never pressed her what plan she has. So you get what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to question both of them, do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You get what I'm saying? Do it. You put them on a spot, and it was funny. Like, all my friends, it's like, I'm about to start saying that to my lady. I got a concept of something. But they did not do that to her. And that's just kind of what I had a problem with. Like, if we want a fair debate, it was 3-1, man.
Yeah. And again, like I said, here's the optics of it as well, guys. She is such a stark contrast to what Biden represented orally, like speaking, that she, if there's any edge, it's going to be her. He was the same old Trump. He kept talking about the same old issues. He didn't bring any new issues to the table. Now, that doesn't suggest that our country don't need low gas prices and get rid of these immigrants and stop this war, because he had very great points of the money we've spent in this country as opposed to the other European nations and how much money that they have not spent for something that's taken place in their region. And she kept referring to NATO, and he taxed NATO, which had never been done before. So these were very strong points. I thought anything dealing with military, he won, because he spoke more aggressive. She called him basically a Putin stan. That was hilarious. Yeah. I give her that. Actually, was hilarious. Yeah, like, you know, and so she kept bringing everything back around to it's time for a change or new hope, which is Obama jargon in a different a vernacular where change has come to America. And so, she kept riding on those. Yeah. And look at this guy. Like, we want this? And I thought that those were very strong points.
Yeah, especially for her base. You get what I'm saying? She was talking. She did a great job, I feel like, talking to her base. And again, she didn't get checked on anything. Like, the fact that Trump said, like, yo, she's stealing policy points from my policy. That's true. Go to her website. Very true. And her website is getting updated, like, almost daily to this point, because they are changing it. They're taking stuff out, changing it. And his has basically stayed the same. I also wanted to talk about the it's escaping me. It's escaping me. Go ahead.
Well, let's talk about abortion.
You
know, they threw that on the table, which is kind of like throwing it off the backboard for women in America. And I thought his retort was very strong in the fact
that
he got all 52 states to even put this on the table, which had never been done in 52 years. And then he went extreme with the after
that's,
the
yo, he birth. Was he had it. He had it.
He had it, and he dropped the ball. Yes.
And again, this was a topic that Republicans do poorly on when it comes to, because it's one of those debates where it's just kind of like night and day, right? Republicans historically do bad on that. He said, "Yo, I." Like other Republicans, you know, when it comes to rape, incest, and survival of the mother, I'm down for it, right?
Right, right.
I'm like, cool.
Should have stopped.
Good. Stopped it. And then he said, I don't want to have, like, I wanted the states to have the right to vote on it. Cool. Stay there. He should have just left it there. Then the governor from Wisconsin, not the current one, but the last one, he even said, like, yo, bro, what are you doing?
Right, right, right. That's when he lost it, because the ability of our people to understand just the extremities of such behavior makes him look like he's way out of pocket. And she pounced on that right away, as she should, and made, again, him look disoriented, out of the touch with the people. In the grand scheme of things, she tried to stay in touch with the people.
Yeah.
And the only points he had of staying in touch with the people was immigration and crime in this country and, you know, the military. And so those aspects of it, because we are all feeling the effects of the migrant crimes and all of that kind of stuff. And so he allowed her to get off the hook too much because she never answered any of those questions.
They asked her that Putin question. Did you meet with Putin? She didn't answer that at all.
She didn't answer that question.
Completely skated that. Completely
she kept talking about, I met with Zelensky five times. Yes. His rebuttal to that was, after you met with Zelensky, 3 days later, they invaded. And so that looked very bad on her part, because when you bring a woman, no disrespect, into a military climate, this is something we've never seen before. And so had he stayed, had he got what do you call it? Like, on his man shit, you know, on that masculine shit, and stayed there when it came to the military, I think he could have won a few points. Because any military is going to say, so we're bringing this woman in here to, you know, no doubt. I'm not going in on women. I'm just simply saying, optically speaking. Yeah. And so he should have stayed there. He should have stayed on the immigrants, you know, and I think he lost the ability in the abortion portion of the conversation, because that's kind of like a layup for Kamala being a woman and, you know, speaking of a personal incident where, you know, a friend of hers was, you know, great and, you know, things of that nature. And so,
I would have brought up 3 years ago, you said on this debate stage, you said you believe Joe Biden is a rapist. Why didn't you say that?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You're talking about your friend that got assaulted. What about the president? You said, like, I would have just kept, like,
well, she made sure that you understood that he was a criminal, that he was convicted, that he was liable for a whole bunch of stuff. And
I thought his response was good, though.
He said most of that stuff got thrown out and it was Democrat based.
No, and then he said, which, again, he should have expounded upon, Biden did the same thing.
Huh?
Like, nobody,
Biden
did the same thing. Nobody talks about that.
Right.
And a judge said if he wasn't president, we would have got him too.
Right. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Somebody said she dodged the black question. Nobody, no black Democrat is going to see it that way. They're going to see it as she didn't even have to dignify the question with a response. That's how they're going to see it.
Well, because that works to their favor. But again, I thought he should have pressed that more.
Me too.
He said, I don't care what she is. And then he said, well, she at one point claimed she was this, and now lately she's claiming he's black. He should have asked her a direct question. Do you consider yourself black? For those that matter to.
Yeah.
And she went into a pre-prepared spiel about
what she
the
said,
democracy in this country.
What
and
she said a month ago.
Color, creed. Say it again. Yeah.
I said what she said that in an interview like a month and a half ago.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? The reason why.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And also, this looked kind of a ways because, as you said, we saw Trump on a debate stage a couple months ago, right? She was able to watch that game tape and be able to kind of be ready for it. And I also think she had, I don't know. She might have had some of these questions because she was a little too prepared. I'm just being a hater. She was very prepared for a lot of these questions, bro.
This is the most articulate I think I've ever seen her.
Yeah.
Right? This is the most, yeah. I wanted to go as far as to say it wasn't her. I started looking down at her neck and shit and the way the skin was moving. But that's a conversation for another day. That could have been because she's been preparing. She had game tape. He had no game tape.
Yeah.
He had no game tape on how she will respond under pressure in these situations. And then with two moderators, making sure that she wasn't put in any two situations. I thought he won the fracking part of the debate, which is dealing with oil and, how her stance completely changed after it's been one way for 12 months and how it changed. She never answered that. You know, she did kind of say, well, I'm not against fracking, but she never addressed what the turn up and the way they worded it for her was this. I peeped this. Your values haven't changed. Your values, but the fracking situation. And so she wrote that. You're right.
Yes.
My values have not changed. I am blah, 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 blah. And then she sort of answered the fracking question.
It was like when you feed your child the answer to the test.
Yes.
Like the question was getting asked, and he said something, and it's kind of like, all right, this is what you need to say, right? Like they were asking a question in a way that was damn near answering it for her.
Yeah.
Right. Or damn near giving her the direction to go with the answer.
Yes.
That's what was bothering me.
Yeah.
Right?
She was being led. It's like leading the.
Leading the witness. That's what was going on. That's what was going on. She did get called out for the student debt forgiveness.
Yeah. I thought he attacked that well.
I think so too.
Proving that was bull. And so he had a few good points in there. She used her Obama mannerisms, hand movement, cadence.
You know what I think was interesting? He didn't look at her like not once, really. He never looked at her. So that was you guys again battle rap. If you watch Goods versus Conceited, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goods was paying Conceited dust, and I thought that was a great way to kind of sun her in a way. But again, he was on a defensive the entire time.
Yeah, he checked her a few times
all her shit off
as she tried to interrupt him. During his part of the situation, and again the January 6th response, I think Trump sort of won that part because when all the smoke and dust cleared, we know what that was.
And he also the Obamacare one was a great response because she talked about McCain and how you said this and he came in. He goes, McCain fought that for 10 years. What are you talking? Like,
right, right.
So I wanted more of the hypocrisies to be pointed out over this. You get what I'm saying? Like, she's been in office, you've been in office. Y'all could both really attack each other's records. They both kind of let each other off the hook there, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Now, let me ask you something. Hashan just said, Trump stumbled over the Central Park Five, right?
Yeah, I would have dodged that too.
Now,
if I was him.
But here's the thing I'm asking. He said something that I don't think was true. He said after they admitted to being guilty is when he took out his statement.
I don't think that was true either.
I don't think that's true, but that's what he said. Now, in that case, then we all could fall victim to being in the moment. Okay, you guys committed guilty. Now I think you should get the death penalty. And then he said they retracted that and said they were not guilty. Now, so I don't think that was true. And I'm surprised the moderators didn't jump on that aspect of that particular situation, because I think Trump was trying to save face.
Yeah, I'd dodge that too, because when they asked it, I was like, oh, when she said that, I was just like, I wonder how, I'd ignored it.
And
like,
when she
ignored everything else.
Yeah, when she went into the race situation about that, and he don't like black people because of the housing situation, he should have just started naming all the black people that he know and that have taken pictures with him and that, you know, he's pardoned. That's the angle I would have took in that situation. Then I would have went and started attacking her record as a prosecutor in Oakland and how many black people she put away for marijuana laws and withholding the information from somebody who was on death row.
Yes. Yes. That's what, like, I would have, because Oakland is in bad shape right now. I'd have went in on that. You get what I'm saying? I would have went in on, like, And what else? She said something that was really good. Like, a lot of her preemptive, like, moves, I thought were really strong. Mm-hmm. And, she got, whoever coached her, it was probably Obama, did a really good job with that.
Yeah, they did a good job of keeping her aggressive and keeping this... She kept having this look of disgust that Biden couldn't pull off. Remember, Biden was like,
He looked confused. Like, what?
That's Christ. But she had that motherly look over at him like, you are a disgrace. It is time for change. And so 85% of communication is nonverbal. Her body language, she's winning the fight. He looked a little slumped over, squinty-eyed. Never really addressed her or turned directly to her as an aggressive white man, stolen mammy. He never took that approach, which may have gotten him a few points with the audience that's rocking with Obama.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing. All anybody's going to talk about from this debate is eating dogs. That's all anybody's going to talk about.
Yes, yes. The beautiful thing about that is, Malcolm, that's a conversation for those who are above the woke clarification or clearance. If you just woke or diet woke or woke zero, that sounds like the most bizarre thing you've ever heard.
Yeah.
However, if you have clearance above that, you could understand in these third world countries, anything moving, no disrespect, in some of these third world countries. Yeah. We know China eat rat, cat, dog, and, you know, whatever, right? Some of these other countries where food and resources may be a little, you know, different. Shit, motherfucking big-ass dog walking by. My whole family can eat off that. But that's not something you say in public view, because the discernment of the public is so bad, and then you can't prove it. Then they fact-checked and said, the governor said that's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
He was supposed to say, well, what the hell you think the governor's going to say? I got migrants in my goddamn country eating animals.
Yeah. Right.
And so Trump's rebuttal speed and just how quick he was responding was a little slow.
You ever see somebody from the conscious community debate somebody who's not?
Yes.
And
yes,
we have our understanding of how things are going. They're going technical, you get what I'm saying?
They're going straight down the line. I don't want to hear any of that hocus pocus shit and trying to give me the mathematics on it. This is what I see.
Yep.
It happened during COVID. You know, when we were talking about what could be in it that might activate, they was like, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all, wait, this is just, we got to do this because.
Yeah.
And so you see it along those lines. I thought Trump was strong on the Iran sanctions. You know what I mean? That he brought up that now, you know, they were given $300 billion, you know what I'm saying, which helped reiterate or reestablish the Taliban and things of that nature. And I don't think she had a great a rebuttal to that for the most part, but she did give a rebuttal nonetheless.
Bob, thank you for the super chat. Said Trump killed the Russia tug when he said Putin endorsed her. I didn't even catch that. I missed that. I must have walked out the room.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. All right.
All right. I think the Ukraine, you know, Kamala being pro-Ukraine.
You know what's crazy? As I'm listening to her, I'm thinking like, yo, does she not realize that people don't want to send more money to Ukraine?
Right.
She's just like she's talking like she is like she thinks that we are all in consensus that
and
we need to be.
We're not in consensus. We are not.
Yeah, I'm just like, yo, she's reading this room wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think she definitely lost on that one. Definitely. Because Trump's saying, yo, we need to stop sending all these billions of dollars and make Europe at least even it out.
Absolutely.
And she's just like, you know, Americans, we got to send more, basically.
I thought she kind of lost in those areas. She said Trump released 5,000 Taliban's men and sent them over to, I forget where it was, and invited them. I forget where she invited them. And he was saying that deal needed to be done to save American lives. And so those were some decent points. And then we got to the race divide in which, you know, she went heavy, as we mentioned earlier, in on, you know, this is a racist man, so to speak.
Yeah.
And he could have easily debunked such statements, and he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he's trying to win. I don't know.
Yeah, well, if I keep seeing an opponent, whoever the opponent is, and I keep hearing the same talking points, and then new energy is infused. See, listen, the Democrats planned four-dimensional chess.
Yeah.
They stayed two and three steps ahead. They already knew Kamala was going to replace Biden. You can't tell me anything different. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And they waited until he elected his vice president. He already went toe-to-toe with Biden because they needed to have Biden look so bad that all of the Democrats collectively agree. Because what was the jargon right after? Oh, he looked bad. Oh, he looked in trouble. We got to do something. All on script. Problem. The reaction. Now the solution is Kamala Harris for a brand new America.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, though, I think, you know, CNN, ABC, they're going to do their polling and they're going to see that people saw through what the moderators were doing. And I think it's going to confuse a lot of people very soon. And if it comes out, the numbers are not heavily the other way, something crazy is going to happen to force something else. Just kind of watch that. Because this is like, it's like wrestling to where like we have to see if she got over. You know what I mean? We have to see if she got over on the crowd as the new baby
I
face.
I think she did. If I have
I'm not sure.
A winner, I say she won.
No. I now, say she won
is
tonight.
That enough to have white Americans, males, and otherwise come out and say, we want a woman in particular, like a black woman, as our president is something totally different.
In a vacuum in this debate, I say I agree. I said she won. And not by much, but the reason why I say, like, in the next coming days is because people are going to rewatch this debate. They're going to fact check it to hell. Watch both sides. They're going to make sure both sides are fact checked.
But when has that ever mattered, Malcolm?
No. But I'm going to listen. I'm saying it doesn't matter but I'm saying to the public, they're going to see that, okay, they both were, you know, talking some bull. And then people are not going to like the fact that it felt like it was 3-1 up there.
Malcolm, I know what you're saying. In a fair and just debate, we're not talking a fair and just debate. We're talking about a silver platter being laid out for the candidate that they want to win. You ever watch a football game and the ref miss a call for your team and you go, that's the way it goes. Yeah. So that's the way the Democrats are going to see the moderation.
Yeah.
The Republicans are going to go, wait a minute here. So in that sense, it's going to boil down to.
I'm saying when they do the polling, they're going to see that it's not lopsided like they want it. It's still going to be very, very close.
Gotcha.
When they did the polling with Biden and Trump the first time during COVID, and they still saw, like, people still like Trump, even though they were placing all of the COVID deaths at his feet, which he checked as well at the beginning. He said, that was what bounce back jobs. Those weren't your jobs that you brought back. Because they always claim that we brought all these jobs back. Those were bounce back jobs, right?
Right.
So everybody, CNN, ABC, they were all confused. Like, okay, like, what's happening? That's what I think we're going to see soon. Like, the next coming days, like tomorrow or the day after, they're going to be doing their usual thing and go, okay, well, she won the debate. How come she isn't in a double digit lead in our early polling? That's what I'm
going to tell you why. Because America, there is a large portion of Americans who rocking with Trump. They just are. And he had... This is how I see it. He had nothing to lose. He wasn't going to lose voters. He had everything to gain. He had an opportunity to win voters. Taylor Swift posted she's voting for Harris. The post is now at 2 million likes. Okay, now see, this is where the Democrats get to leverage that stuff, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Trump had nothing to lose and more voters to gain had she looked bad, but she didn't look bad, right?
Okay.
So if anything, I think we had a standstill and we're going to have a close election. Had she got up there and just wild out and lost, then the election is over. No need to move forward because Trump's voter base is not going nowhere. That shit gonna stay right there.
Yeah,
he had more to gain, but he didn't take advantage of the opportunities to gain more.
Yeah.
And she came out on the aggressive. She came out with the jabs. She threw a couple of right hand punches. And just as a judge watching the fight, she stayed active. So if it's a close fight, I'm going to get, tie goes to the run. I'm going to give it to the one who's a little bit more active. And in my humble opinion, that's what we saw tonight. They both dodged very important issues about the economy and things of that nature. And both of them had opportunities to maybe double down on certain things that they did not.
Yeah, I agree. You're right.
You know, let's take a few more questions and then we can get up out of here.
Yeah, I'm tired, boss. I'm tired. She dissed his rallies. Yeah, and like he took the bait and tried to, like, I don't understand that, bro. Like, leave it alone.
Yep.
Somebody said, stop giving the DA extra credit. We're not giving, we're just saying that the moments that he missed, the eating dogs thing, the 9 months abortion thing, like, those were things that I think he, like, badly missed on, that he should not have said.
Gotcha.
And I think those two moments in particular are going to be highlighted and replayed and replayed to make him look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the points that he's supposed to win, I think he said them. I think he should have stuck to them, elaborated a little bit more to kind of bring home the point. But I think he missed out on opportunities.
The narrator kept not moving the goalposts, but the narrators play a major role in what's talked about. And,
absolutely.
You know, how to connect. Because Trump is usually very good at connecting his new answer to his last answer. You know, against Biden, what he did was he took the first minute to reiterate what Biden said, and then he used the last minute to answer the new question. And so he was bridging, cheating almost like a hack code of getting more time to address certain situations. I didn't see a lot of those tactics tonight.
Like you said, the moderators were leading the conversation so she could slam dunk the answer. That's what was happening to me. Like he absolutely was getting jumped up there, but like nobody's gonna see that. I'd be very surprised. I'd be like flabbergasted if somebody on the mainstream media on the Democratic side let's say something like, "Yo, it was kind of," but nobody is.
That's not gonna happen. Lot of times you take these stance on a fair and balanced, unbiased situation.
Yeah.
And you're in a country, in all topics that we talk about here, very rarely is there true unbiasedness.
Yeah.
Right? And when we come out and try to be unbiased, we get labeled a whole bunch of things, and that's another conversation for another day. However, in this situation, it's going to be biased to one side, but I don't think Trump lost any voters. He may have lost
that
debate. He didn't lose any voters.
Yeah.
Right?
But we're saying some. And we're not saying lost. We're saying lost as optics.
Just the optics.
I'm taking Malcolm out of this.
Yes. All right. So with that being said, we thank you for tuning in.
And I'll say this. If they had Jill Stein up there, she would have smoked both of them in the Green Party, but they won't.
No, they won't. Of course not.
They won't do that. She would have smoked both of them. But that's just, you know, something else. But as you were saying, with that being said, guys, we appreciate you for being here. Hope you guys have a great evening.
Now,
don't forget to like, share, or subscribe.
Tomorrow, the Urban X Homeboy Shopping Network.
Oh, God.
Is going down.
All right.
The Shopping Network, right? We got a lot of stuff to get rid of, and we are going to come on with a countdown. And every time you make a purchase, we're going to shout your name out. We're going to get this thing shot. Yeah, we rocking this week, bro. We are rocking.
All right, let's do it.
Urban X Shopping Network. More money.
Yeah, okay.
Tune in tomorrow to get your HOTEP emergency kits, get your embossed hoodies, get your hats, get your, we still have a few of these journals left. We got some stuff that we gonna get rid of, a Gathering of the Masters shirts. So come and show us support like a fundraiser in real time. All right?
All right.
All right. Peace.
All right, guys.
Peace.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.